Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Mai Daf Beis and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. So we learned in the previous Daf, the Mishnah that says, there's a kolim shebedmai. There are certain fruits, certain trees, that do not require one to take tmai out of them. And the Gemara brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan learned the reason why the kolim shebedmai is because they are usually hefker. So you can assume that it came from hefker. While Rish Lakish learns, according to Moshe Farshim, that these type of fruits that Ma'orit doesn't really care about, and therefore we're not choshed, we don't suspect him for not taking out Meiser. So now the Gemara comes and asks the following. We're going to learn the Gemara based on the Pirush HaGra, and the Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky takes it, which is a little different than other Mefarshim. The Gemara says, also Chami, come see. Im Roim Mishamrim, if we're talking about a case, the most people keep the fruits and they guard it. And they don't make it after. So then Divrei HaKol Chayovim Bin Demayim Bin Vadei. So then Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish will not argue. This is considered to be like regular fruits, like any other fruits. And then you should be chayav in demai if you have a sofik, or vada if you do not have a sofik, because these are regular fruits. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not efker, and according to Rish Lakish, people consider them to be important, and you have to be choish, you have to suspect that I'm aretz for not taking out meiser. Im ein roi mishamim, if we talk about a case, the majority are not mishamim, most people are just mafkirin. So then, divrei HaKol p'turim bein demayim bein vadei. So everybody agree, you p'tur say if it's sofik or say if it's a vadei. Why? Because you can assume it came from hefker. If it came from hefker, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay. And according to Rish Lakish, even if it's not coming from hefker, people don't consider them to be so important, and therefore Am Haaretz will take on ma'aser from it. So what is the akiz of machlokes? Maybe you'll tell me, says the Gemara, mechtzal matzo. Maybe tell me the machlokes is when you're a case that these type of fruits, half of the people keep them, and half of them do not keep them. So then, well, can you say that? Leis Yochri can say it. The Tanin, you have a Mishnah, Mechtzo, Al Mechtzo, Dumai. A Mishnah says clearly that when you have a Suffolk of half and half, you still consider it to be Dumai. What's the Mishnah? As Reb Chaim brings, it's a Mishnah on Meseches Machshirin. And there it says, a person finds fruits in the way. So if most people bring the fruits to their house, and that means that the fruits do not have chiyuv, or not obligated in meiser, until they reach the opening of the house. So if you found it on the way, you don't have to take meiser from it, because it did not get to the house, it's still on the way. And it's not chayav in meiser until it reaches the house. If most people do not bring it to the house, because they take it out to sell it in the market, so then it's chayav in meiser in the goyrin while it's still in the field. So if you find it on the way, you're chayav in meiser. What happens, mechtzo, if I have half and half? Half the people bring it to the house, half the people take it to the market, so then what? Then you chayav in the meiser al tnai. Because of suffolk, you have chayav in meiser. This person gives it to you, and you don't know if it's a person who takes that meiser or not. You look at him as a maritz, you have to give tnai. So you see that the tnai is given even in half and half. So you can't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing in half and half. That Rabbi Yochanan says, we assume it's hefker. And Rish Lakish says, we don't know if the person did meiser. Because everybody has to say, that in the case of a half and half, when half the people do like this, half the people do like this, you are chayav in meiser, because it's a mefarish mishnah. Answers the Gemara according to the Pirush of the Vilna Gaon. Omar Zeiro, loy soif dover akolim shvedmai, ela demai atzmoi. And the Gro removes the word ela from the middle. That Mishnah is talking about not kalim shvedmai, not fruits that most people don't care about. Like our Mishnah. Talk about a regular dmai, regular fruits. So then when I come to a case of half and half, half the people bring it to the house, half not, and it's regular fruits, you have to be machmir and take out the dmai. But in our Mishnah, these fruits are really usually not important. So even though here in this city, half the people do keep them, because it's also not important, so then we will assume that it's not chayav meiser. Because they're not important, you have more of a chazaka that they come from the hefker. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're potter for demai, but according to Rish Lakish, he's going to argue and say that you cannot assume that Ma'aretz did take meiser out of them. Continues the Gemara Tani, nichnas leir, someone going into the city with abeis and abeis, sheruba goyim, the most of the people are going, sofek roim mishamim, sofek ein roim mishamim. We have a sofek of these fruits, The pasta, as Reb Chaim will say later, is talking about kalim shebedmai, the easy fruits, the light fruits, suffolk of people do keep them or don't keep them. So right now, when you find them, it's a suffolk hefker. Divrei HaKol, we're going to use the gears of the Vilna Gaon and Reb Chaim, Divrei HaKol pturim. Your patur to give out dmai and to give out maaser. Bein dmai, bein vadai. You don't have to give out. Why? Because here we're talking about goyim. Goyim, according to this Gemara, are not obligated to do maaser midir raiser, even though they live in Eretz Yisrael. It's only midir rabbanan. Because it's midir rabbanan, here we're talking about half keep it, half don't keep it. And it's not a real chiyu, so therefore your patur to give out not only dmai, but even a regular maaser when you found it. Nichnas le'yishu b'Yisrael. It goes into a city that most of people are Jews. So if the Gurmi Shavim, so if again, Gurmi Shavim, again, you have a half and half. You're not sure if people keep these fruits or not. Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees, using again the gear soul of the Goyen, Chayovin ben Dmai ben Vandai. In that case, you're going to be Chayav. Because it's a Chiyu Durai, so, because it's Yisrael. And you have half and half of the people that keep it. So therefore, everybody will agree, including Rabbi Yechonon, that you're Chayav in not only Vandai, but also Dmai. Now, Reb Chaim explains this is different than the previous Gemara that we spoke about half and half. Because there we're talking that we know for sure it's half and half. Here it's a suffix if it's half and half. I'm not even sure what they're even doing. Suffix Rav Mishav, and suffix any Rav Mishav. I'm not sure if the majority keep, the majority do not keep. But in a case that suffix Rav Goyim, suffix Rav Yisrael, I'm not sure if the majority over here are Goyim that don't have a Chiyuv Deraisa, or the majority are Jews that have a Chiyuv Deraisa. And then you have another suffix. Suffix Rav Mishavim, suffix Ein Rav Mishavim. I'm not sure, even among the Jews, if most people keep these fruits, most people do not keep the fruits, so I have over here almost a sfeik sfeiko. So in this case, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish. This will be like a half and half that Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish argue. Rabbi Yochanan holds, when I have half and half, I can assume it's probably hefker. Talking about kalim shredmai, these fruits that are very low grade and not important. And according to Shlokish, do we go based on people that we say that Amar did Meiser or not? I assume he probably did not do the Meiser. And you have to come to these two conditions. I don't even know if it belongs to a Jew. And even if it belongs to a Jew, I'm not sure if he keeps it. So then it becomes like a regular half and half, the Amachlokish of Yochanan and Shlokish. The Mishnah said, Ashitim, this is one of the fruits which are called the Kalim Shvedmai. Selim Wa'ilum, Ashitim, what is the Shitim? Which type of figs are they? Rav Shimon Breidav Abi Omai Elu Shem Yoytzos Mitachas Olim. They grow underneath the leaves, meaning they're too big and the leaves don't keep them because they become larger than the leaves and therefore they're low grade. Habchirois Ve'amisuyofis. In addition also, the Bchirois and Misuyofis Harei Luptoris, they also are potter from the vine. Explains the Gemara Ve'elu Mabchirois, what is the Bchirois? Ad Shelo Yoshiv Shemer, meaning the early fruits, before he comes and puts a guard to guard the trees, they grow before that, and therefore the potter midmai. Says the more of a shomer, what does that have to do with a shomer? What does it matter if he has a guard or not? They're not valuable enough to have a shomer there. Once there's a lot of fruits and good fruits growing, so a person feels he needs to keep them. He brings a guard to hold up to make sure that nothing goes wrong. But in the beginning, when it's very low-grade fruits, he doesn't feel a need to have a guard. Continues the Gemara, Eilu em amesuyofos, meaning the end, as potter from Dvai, Mishi kaplu amiktoris, once everybody took away the miktoris. Miktoris are the knives, that with them they cut the figs. So once these knives were taken away, meaning it's already the end of the season, so the fruits that grow from here on are low grade, are not important, and really have a din of hefker. Rav Loi Oma Mishua Belezer, he says differently, Habchiroi sarei lu chayovos, mifneishem becheskas mishtamers. The earlier ones are, well, usually he does guard them. And even though he doesn't have a guard, he doesn't hire a guard, but he still has in mind to keep them, and therefore there are chayav and demai. Because it has a status like a regular fruit. Hashitin shebetziporin, the shitin that grow in this place called tziporin, they are chayav and demai. Because usually someone does guard and does keep them, and has in mind to use them, it's a more chashav than the other shittim, and therefore we have the chashash that ma'or zedat tekan meister, and therefore one is obligated to be mafrish d'mai from them. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi d'mai daf beis.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom 0208 191 7000. United States, 646-663-7920. Israel, 03-617-1095.